This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that a new word? The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Mr. McFadden, Mr. Kessler, Mr. Steffen are here. You'll notice none of the Mrs. are here. Ms. Horn?
Back on Monday, huh?
She's back on Monday.
And then Roberta, who knows when she's back?
Roberta's on at a wedding in North Carolina.
Really?
Family wedding in North Carolina.
Huh. Didn't get the message, huh? Didn't get the memo? The people at the wedding?
There's
a wedding taking place across from the farm this weekend here. People who put up a big tent on their front lawn. And the only thing distracting are the flies from my pasture.
Uh-oh.
Smell. Well, it smells good. It's healthy. It's a good smell.
Right, yeah. Not at a wedding, it doesn't.
They wanted to have 100 cars that they needed a place to park. So they asked me if they could park the cars on my pasture. And I said, yeah. And so the lady says to me, can I clean up the pasture? I said, yeah, you can do whatever you want. What are you going to do? She said, well, I like to clean up the manure.
She's going to clean it up for you.
We can clean up manure from the pasture. They mowed the pasture so that people could walk. But there are all these people in there, like in gowns.
Right, yeah.
And they're walking in, getting out of the car.
That's great. I love it. Chauncey, don't step in that pile of dung.
I thought that was pretty funny. It's just amazing what people don't know. Even though they live across the street, they don't know, anything.
You can clean it up, but it's going to come back.
Right, yes, exactly. When I put the cows back there tomorrow. All right, so anyway, speaking of farming, some important news this week about the world of agriculture. The fight for you as an American consumer. There's a column that was published in The Hill. Rich, The Hill is the newspaper for Congress.
Yeah.
And the column explains why multinational meat packers and foreign trade competitors need to let common sense prevail in support of the country of origin labeling.
Yeah.
Come on now. It's Washington and all. Anyway, the thing that I find most interesting about this, and you'll find, I believe, interesting as well, the United States government requires that you are told where your pet treats come from. So all dog food has a country of origin labeling, but the food we eat doesn't. There is no requirement, none, for our food to be identified as to where it came from. However, if you look at any pet food that you buy in any pet store...
I just threw away a bunch of bags of treats from China.
Yeah. The requirement is that you must, if you're producing pet food, pet treats, whatever it is, you must tell the buyer, according to the Food and Drug Administration, where the pet food comes from. But we don't have the same law or requirement for human food. Is that crazy?
It's because people go out of their minds when a dog dies.
Right.
Because it's poisoned by
some kind of manufacturing process. Or wherever it came from. Right.
It's also because Monsanto isn't making dog treats yet.
Yeah, there you go. Ding, 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 ding. Kenny gets the prize.
Winner of the day. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yep. That's the exact reason. That's the only reason. And it is a disgrace. More than a disgrace. It's just outrageous that these big businesses partner with other big businesses in order to keep this information from you, and they're bankrolling the efforts. And I find it also interesting, like I belong to the National Farmers Union, and Richie and I produce a program every week called The American Family Farmer, which is heard only on Talkers Radio, which is at talkers.com. If you're in the agricultural community, you want to hear what we're talking about that affects the American family. family farmer, this for sure is going to be one of the items of interest that comes up for scrutiny. And shoppers are saying this. I was looking at a survey that was done by the National Farmers Union of shoppers, not people that are farmers, but just grocery shoppers. And 84% think that it's not only outrageous that we don't know, but they want it.
Right.
And yet they and don't know that really Monsanto is behind. Yeah, but they don't know Monsanto is behind trying to get it killed. They don't know that. They don't understand that part of the
what Monsanto
discussion.
Will not be able to override is consumer demand.
Yeah.
Once consumer demand is there, like I told you, the only reason I go to Whole Foods sometimes is because I want to know that my avocado came from California.
Yeah.
Or I want to know that my Florida, that my oranges came from Florida.
Your Florida oranges actually came from Florida.
Right. Yeah. You know, and I find that a nice feature. And when I go to the seafood department, I find it helpful that I can go and see fresh caught, wild caught, or farm raised.
Yes.
Why, was it?
Make your decision yourself.
Did it come from Chile, or did it come from the Atlantic, or did it come from the Pacific?
Right.
I like seeing that.
So, with food in mind, we have several items of interest at DougStefan.com today.
I want to know where beer's coming from, too.
Restaurant and food news, starting with a story of a bar in Milwaukee, which has introduced a new drink. Apparently, there is big, a lot of people like Bloody Marys. Rich, you don't drink hard liquor anyway.
I don't, but the occasional Bloody Mary is fun.
Uh-huh. And what about you, Kenny? You don't drink hard liquor, do you?
Rarely. I prefer a cold beer.
Okay. All right. So here's this bar. This sounds like the beginning of a joke.
But spicy.
There was this bar in Milwaukee. The new drink it has introduced is a chicken fried Bloody Beast.
Ew.
It's a Bloody Mary.
That doesn't sound very appetizing.
Topped with and surrounded by a variety of foods, including shrimp, cheese, bacon, sausage, pickles, olives, and onions. And then it's topped with an entire fried chicken.
That's kind of disgusting.
It really is gross. Who in the name of heaven? There's
bacon
in
a Bloody Mary, though.
That's right, wait till you see the picture, Richie. Look at the picture that's in the from today's show column at DougStefan.com. It is gross. Good God! All right, so this is a bar called, is it Soberman's? Soberman's. S-O-B-E-L.
Yeah. Look at this thing.
Chicken fried Bloody Beast. It is. Let's see, they have bacon-wrapped jalapeno cheese balls on this thing as well. $50 and you can have one. And so the tweets at DougStefan.com, Milwaukee Bar starts serving epic Bloody Mary, comes topped with an entire fried chicken. What do you think about that?
Chicken fried Bloody Beast.
All right. Nice. What are you getting? Any reaction to that, Kenny, so far?
Nothing so far, but nothing just taking a look at this thing. This is something that you Instagram a picture of yourself or your friends with this,
right,
and then you order what you really want.
Right.
What, at the bar you do it just for fun to get to whatever the reaction was from your
friends.
Well,
I mean, you take the fried chicken off, you eat it, and then you have Bloody Marys for the whole table.
Wow. Isn't that, that's so gross looking, though. Ugh. Okay, next in the food department, the folks at Pizza Hut, not exactly happy with what's going on. This is sort of a happening across the country. Most of the Olive Garden is suffering, and Lobster Hut, or what do they call it?
Red Lobster.
Going down. People are tired of sort of the same old bill of fare, apparently. And so if you are able to open restaurants, like most communities have restaurants, really good restaurants that are, well, there may be four or five different good restaurants owned by the same company or the same person. And I frankly haven't been impressed with Pizza Hut. When I was in college, I used to go there. It was a Pizza Hut and Tiffin used to go there. And then every once in a while, I'd stop back there when I was in town, or when I was traveling a lot more, I'd go to a Pizza Hut because it sort of stood for something. And now I find that the Pizza Hut's just the pizza's lousy. It's usually cold, or at least when I order it anyway. The spaghetti has no flavor to it. And so I wonder if that's the reason. Well, there's so many choices. But I mean, I think that's really it. There's so many choices now.
I can't tell you where the local Pizza Hut is. I know we have one or two.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even tell you where it is.
All right, so what's the end result here? What happens if this Pizza Hut go out of business?
You know they're one of the oldest pizza franchises in the country?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Really? I like
56 years old. I'm looking at it here now. Yeah. All right, so the same sales have fallen for 7 consecutive quarters. Domino's down.
They tried to launch a Hershey's chocolate chip dessert pizza, which is like a massive cookie.
No, I was wrong about that. Domino's and Papa John's are seeing sales increases. So what are they doing that they are the largest pizza chain?
They're coming out with 100 menu items. Yeah.
But they just don't seem to be able to capture. How does Little Caesars do? What are the main? There's Domino's, Papa John's, Little Caesars. What other national pizza joints are there? That's it.
I can't tell you where the local Little Caesars is either.
Yeah, right.
Domino's and Papa John's is lousy. All over the place.
Yeah, but Domino's pizza is awful.
No, it's not bad. They've redone it.
They've improved it a lot.
Yeah. Have they? I remember having pizza is so
Domino's,
cheap.
Go ahead. Domino's and Papa John's don't have the overhead of having a sit down restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. That may be it. Yeah. All right. And also, I would ask you in the food department to check out our supermarket guru Phil Lempert's report on ice machines. This time of year, everybody's using an ice machine. You might want to know what's actually in the ice machine, or maybe you don't want to know.
Have you cleaned your water lines recently? Yeah.
Check it out at DougStefan.com.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips. Now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy and ABVI!
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like Atlantic High Concert Ukulele for just $59. Sheet music stands for $19. A custom personal PA system or an HDMI karaoke player, your choice, just $69. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
School savings is in session, only at Kohl's. Save even more when you shop late Friday and early Saturday. Find graphic tees that make a statement for back to school, like standout smiles for girls, $8.99 each. Rockin' tees for young men, $12.99. Boys styles, 30 to 50% off. And juniors graphic tees, just $11.99. For the little ones, save 30% on Disney Frozen favorites. All while earning Kohl's cash. Come in this weekend to make a big statement at a not-so-big price. Find your yes. Kohl's.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's the man doing the shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing?
Because I just got a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, a filler paper for 82 cents. That's a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents.
It's amazing how fast you said that.
I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal. Not just a good deal, an amazing deal.
Wow. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less.
One more thing. Limit supply. See store staples.com for details.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Yeah. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Now for our one-hit wonder contest. And you may already recognize the tune. What a big hit this was for this artist. One-hit wonder time on Good Day. What is the name of the artist?
I've been a lifetime looking for you.
Great song.
Single bars and good time lovers were never true.
A little bit more in the Wayback Machine on this one, huh?
Yeah.
Playing a fool's game.
How do you mean?
Open to win.
What year is this, like the mid-70s?
Telling those sweet lies and losing again.
Ah, here it comes.
1980. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Working their eyes.
This is the song you sing along with.
Looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
Wow. Looking for love. Okay, so time to get into action here. 888-302-3684. We're going to send you a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it. This is an artist that's well-known, actually, in a lot of different ways, but he only had one big hit. So who is this person? Looking for Love, number one, 3 weeks in a row, as a matter of fact, on the country and pop charts. This guy had a string of minor country hits, but this is the only one that showed up on the pop side of things. So call us now if you know who this is. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist, American country artist. He grew up on a dairy farm in Texas, formed a group called the Roadrunners when he was in high school. After he got out of school, he enlisted in the Navy, served on the USS Chicago, which is a guided missile cruiser. Later worked for Mickey Gilley, both on tour and in his club, Gilley's Club in Pasadena. The movie Urban Cowboy was shot at Gilley's club, and this song was included, and that's when it became a huge hit. So, one more time, everybody.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in too many faces. Searching their eyes. Looking for traces.
Looking for traces.
I'm dreaming of.
How many of you
this story. You found a friend and a lover. Bless the day I discovered her.
Yep.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. All right, let's see what we have for action here. 888-302-3684. It's always interesting for me to look at the control panel for the phone calls and see what people are thinking or saying about this. All right, let me move my wand here. I have my magic wand with
your wand. Yeah.
All right, Ralph in Salisbury, Maryland. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. How are you doing today?
Just peachy. It's a Friday.
That's good. It is Friday. So who is it that's singing Looking for Love?
I believe it's Mickey Gilley.
You know, I mentioned Mickey Gilley because this guy worked for Mickey Gilley in his clubs, but it was not Mickey Gilley.
That's a great guess, though.
Good guess, though. Thank you, Ralph. Very nice to have you on board. Robert's in Louisiana. Hi, Robert. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning.
Morning to you. So you are an expert in country music, are you?
I just know a little bit of music back in the day. I was born in 69, and I remember my grandma listening to music like this sometimes.
Your grandma listened?
I just feel old. I feel old.
Wait a minute. Let me get a hold of myself here.
Thank you, Robert.
All right. Well, how does your grandma help you with this? Who is it that's singing Looking for Love?
That would be Johnny Lee.
Johnny Lee is the American country artist who has been very successful, but not as a pop act. He's a country act. And so you will win our CD with the one-hit wonders on him. Congratulations, Robert. Nice talking to you. I hope you have a great weekend. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, some people say to me, our dog seems to know when it's time to eat, when it's time for the kids to come home from school, when it's time for bed. How do dogs tell time? Well, they don't wear a watch. Dogs are creatures of habit. They become attuned to the events that you mentioned because they occur consistently and are positive and motivating. That's what I've always said. And, you know, when I was a kid growing up, my mother would say, Warren, I know you're coming home from school at 3 o'clock. My dog, Smokey, was always at that front door waiting for me. They have, I believe, a way of telling time. They have an internal clock. So besides the positives I just talked about and knowing that, okay, I'm hungry, so maybe it's time to eat, I got to be honest with you. I really believe that our dogs and cats do have an ability to tell time. And it's probably some changes that go on in the atmosphere or whatever, but they really do know the difference. Just try not feeding your dog when it's time for him to eat. I guarantee you he'll be looking at his stopwatch and running over to you and say, hey, Mom, Dad, isn't it dinner time? I'm Warren Eckstein.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I'm like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use it.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour is Friday. You know who would set the pace for us to really have fun on Friday?
Who's that?
Michael Fortier. Friday's fun with
Mr.
48.
Excitement? Yeah.
Yeah, man, we could have him maybe come in and have a little fun with us, do a little dancing and singing.
For all those who aren't intimately aware of Michael, he is a Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Really?
I'm telling you, SpongeBob, get away from me.
Yeah. You know that the first SpongeBob SquarePants themed restaurant is getting ready to open in Palestine? I was
in Palestine?
Yeah. Kenny, you remember that?
From a couple of weeks ago? Sound like a great location for one of those restaurants.
No, I wonder if the announcement came on the day the bombing started, if I remember correctly. Didn't it, Kenny? Or was it right around?
I think it did, yeah.
And I thought to myself when I first saw this, I think they're going to war. Not because of the differences between Hamas and the Palestinians and the Israelis, but because they're opening a SpongeBob SquarePants restaurant.
And here you oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent in yellow and porous disease!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and...
SpongeBob SquarePants,
it's a bomb. Wouldn't take much for him to get started, Kenny. But that's true. I'm here to tell you, Kenny will verify this, Richie, that the first SpongeBob SquarePants-themed restaurant is going... Why Palestine, though, Kenny? What was the why? I guess it would be the only...
Well, it's not an official SpongeBob restaurant. They're modeling it afterward.
Really?
But I'm pretty sure that none of the SpongeBob people are going to go to Gaza to, no, hey, stop doing that.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, speaking of that, the situation in the Middle East, the truce is over. Israel reported rocket fire from Gaza 3 hours before the ceasefire was supposed to be over, and while they are still trying to negotiate the European Union's idea, the ceasefire came to an end. No agreement. Hamas starts lobbing the bombs. And basically, they hold the power in Gaza. Palestinian officials at the talks in Cairo hadn't agreed to extend the truce, so they decided, okay, we're not going to extend it. We'll start firing bombs at them early. Nice bunch. So anyway,
I'll tell you, Israel's got to be thinking, Hamas does not have a whole lot of support in the Middle East anymore. We are going to take it down once and for all. And Hamas has to know this, because there's not a whole lot of people backing Hamas up, even their neighbors.
Not after the tricks that they've pulled this this past week or two. No. All right, so let's see. Do we need any more information about elsewhere, things that are going on in the Middle East? The situation in Iraq last night, the president went on television, but there was a short delay. And this is the real story. Okay, the president says we're going to try to help those people who want to. And there's, by the way, there are a lot of them. If you are familiar with what's going on, you're kind of watching what's going on here. The top cleric, Ali al-Sistani, who's the top cleric in Iraq of the Muslims.
If you say so.
Ali al-Sistani has called on Iraqis to unite to confront the militants who want to separate out parts of Israel, of Iraq, and there's so many things. Wow, which country are we talking about now? Iraq and Syria. That's what ISIS wants, the independent state of Iraq and Syria. And so these guys, this is not good for them. The Muslim clerics, they want power over as many people as possible, and the Al-Qaeda people don't like these political clerics. So, they're happy to toss them out with the wind. And so the battle cry now, again, that's it. You know, there's so many people talking about battles and wars and stuff. So anyway, the president announced last night that we're going to try to help somewhat the people that have been threatened, a lot of Christians in northern Iraq. And that was what was prompting the announcement and the aid. A lot of Christians calling on the White House to save the people that have been attacked and threatened. So anyway, the president gets ready to go on television, and before he goes on TV, there's a big
security breach on the the North Lawn.
Richie's got that story.
But it wasn't your normal kind of breach, Doug.
No.
Apparently a toddler had squeezed his way through the White House fence onto the North Lawn.
How would you be able to do that? You got to be a pretty small kid. There's only, about 4 inches there.
No, there's more than that.
Is there?
Yeah, 8 inches-ish type thing.
Oh, that'd be that big.
So this little boy squeezes through the bars onto the White House lawn and causes a shutdown of the White House just as the president's ready to go on television. So they shut the whole thing down. And they figure out, okay, it's just this little boy. So the Secret Service scoops him up, and then the official release from the Secret Service is, we were going to wait until he learned to talk to question him, but in lieu of that, he got a timeout and was still on his way with his parents.
But his parents must have helped him.
Must have turned around and said, where's Jimmy? And oh my God, he's through the fence. And you can't get to him. He's gone. He's inside there. Now, you can obviously see him because it's a big lawn. So this would have been on the north side. It would have been on the front of
the front side.
The actually back of the White House.
Yeah.
Which is on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah.
So it's still a good sized lawn there. So you can just run over to the security gate and say, my kid got through.
Yeah.
But can you imagine when he gets older, when he's 15, 18, 20 years old?
Pictures of that.
I shut down the White House in the president's speech.
Uh-huh. All right, so when the final enactment came and the speech took place, the president said he had authorized targeted airstrikes in Iraq to protect American personnel and help Iraqi forces. Concerned for the U.S., dozens of American staff and military advisors are still working with the Iraq military. Obama said that he directed the military to take targeted strikes against Islamist militants who've been gobbling up this territory. And by the way, when I talk about surrounding the Christian areas, they're killing them. They're not just surrounding them. There are as many as they can get. They line on them up and kill them.
I read a story yesterday. I wouldn't even want to repeat.
No.
On air what they.
No. And this is the kind of people that you're dealing with. And
you know, in one hand, you're kind of, okay, maybe this is how these people separate out the land and the country so that they all have their own space, mm-hmm. and finally they can get along because they're not, you know, forced to commingle with the people that they don't want to live with.
Yeah.
But then you see some of the atrocities. It's horrible.
Yeah.
I don't understand how any human...
Well, that's it. We don't understand how they think, Richie. We don't understand how they think.
I read an article last week, and they were talking about how we don't understand.
No.
And they were interviewing this mother who basically was saying she's okay with her kids dying for God. In their cause.
That's how they ingrain that. That's how they sickness.
We are all going to die at some point anyway. Why not die for God, even if they're only 3 years old?
All right. Perfect. All right. Well, there it is. That's it in a nutshell. How do you argue or try to overcome that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken or Rich at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. What do we get from our listeners, Richie, Kenny? On the situation in the Middle East, whether it's Iraq or whether it's Israel. Have any quick comments there that we should pass along?
A bunch of comments about Iraq. Joseph says, we should be droning, bombing, and invading to completely destroy these terrorists and the notions of an Islamic state.
Good luck to you on that one, Fred.
All right.
Yeah, all right. What else?
Susan says, I don't think we have a vote in this, nor can we cure the problem. Iraq should be on its own. We tried there, and we died there enough.
For nothing. Another wasted thousands of lives and money. What is it, $3 trillion? We're in debt 17, and 3 of it is because of Iraq. Yeah, wonderful. What a brilliant way of spending our money. Oy. All right, you got another one?
Yeah, one more. Carl says, we definitely owe it to the people to get involved. We screwed it up in the first place by destabilizing Iraq when we got rid of Hussein with no plan for what would happen next.
Well, that was the Bush administration period. No plans or anything. Okay, let's blow them up, get them out of there, which wasn't a bad thing. But what do you do after the fact? What's the old business? The universe can't stand a vacuum, so you get the likes of these clowns that are there with ISIS, and that's because there's no leadership there. We weakened it to the point, thanks to Cheney and Rumsfeld more than anybody else. And that's why Bush, by the way, Bush will not talk. Bush has no relationship whatsoever with either Rumsfeld or Cheney. They don't talk to each other, nothing. And that's because Bush finally realized in the lack of intellectual stimulation that he was had. And very interesting, because Ronald Reagan went through the same thing with these two boobs. Cheney and Rumsfeld talked Reagan out of doing the alternative energy thing. When Nancy Reagan in 1982 went to her husband and said, you know, we really ought to be trying to push solar power and wind power and stuff. When do you think all that down at Palm Springs in those areas where a lot of people who were friends, this is a great side story to this, by the way. When you drive up Interstate 10, Richie, you probably haven't done it, but I'm sure you have, Kenny, coming along and you see the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of windmills that are there for power generators. Yeah, have you? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you drive that route, and you see what went on, and that was done during the early Reagan administration. It was started because Reagan and his friends in that area, there were a lot of Reagan's friends who lived in Palm Beach, in where it just went out of my mind,
Palm Springs,
thank you, they had the land and stuff. Okay, so we'll build these, there was government support. Okay, so enter Rumsfeld and Cheney, and their friends who were Middle Eastern oil barons. And when Nancy Reagan had been after, and some other people, to get us to go down the road, and Reagan was paying attention to them, and then all of a sudden it all stopped. Because Cheney and Rumsfeld convinced Reagan that the oil from the Middle East was going to go on forever and it was going to be cheap and we didn't really need to do any alternative stuff. And besides, it was all a bunch of liberals who were trying to get it done, and who needs to help them? So that's why we have the reality that we have right now. Oil, even though we're producing more oil, the dumbest part about this whole thing is we're producing more oil than anybody else in the world at the moment. And guess what? We don't have it here. It's being sold on the open market. It goes everywhere else but here. That's why we're paying $3.89. I paid $3.89 for a gallon of gasoline yesterday. Is that disgusting? It's and I don't know what you're probably paying over $4 in California, Kenny, for it right now, right?
$3.99.
What are you paying for gas? Richie, what are you paying for gas?
I paid $3.49.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Cheap.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That was at BJ's.
What an outrage that we think $3.49 is cheap.
Yeah, I would say the average price here is like $3.59, $3.69. But at BJ's, you get a good 10, 15 cents.
Thank Rumsfeld and Cheney for that, boys and girls. 14 before the hour. Television report coming up next here on Good Day.
GEICO presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about GEICO's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how GEICO's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
Lumber Liquidators buys direct from the mill, giving you the largest selection of hardwood flooring at the lowest price. Right now, choose from over 150 hardwoods on sale, including beautiful and stylish white plank pre-finished red oak for just $179 a square foot. That's less than half what you could pay at other stores. Plus, get Dream Home Laminate and Tranquility Vinyl Flooring for 20% off and bamboo for only $179. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. More great deals and special 12-month financing available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
American families' commitment to college and the value that it brings to their children is as strong as ever. Over 80% of families will make the financial stretch to reap the rewards of higher education. That's according to the latest How America Pays for College study by Sallie Mae and Ipsos. One of the authors of the report, Sarah Dusich, has more.
While families still believe in the value of a college education, we find them reaching into their own pocket more and borrowing a lot less.
How are families managing their college bills?
Families are cutting the cost of college as more students opt to attend school in-state and live closer to home. This year, families reported the highest enrollment in two-year public schools since our study began. But that hasn't affected their aspirations. Three-quarters hope to achieve at least a bachelor's degree. Still, families need a solid long-term plan to pay for that college degree.
For more tips on college planning, visit SallieMae.com/plan for college. That's SallieMae.com/plan for college. I'm Bob Pebo for the Consumer Radio Network.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
All right, let's get to the television report. More Arrested Development is coming.
Coming.
Netflix.
That's the show that just won't go away.
What, Arrested Development?
Yeah, it's so popular. It's got such a cult following.
Really? I don't know what it's about, even. I've never seen the show, but
kind of a crazy another family.
Season. Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Jason Bateman.
Netflix.
It's a Ron Howard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
A production.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Bill Cosby returning to television. He's finalized his deal with NBC to bring a new half-hour family comedy. The Cosby Show producer Tom Werner is going to be reunited with Cosby to put this thing together.
Because
he's going to be a patriarch of a family who offers advice on marriage and parenting across various generations. A three-generational show.
Sounds pretty much like every other Bill Cosby show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're also rebooting the cartoon Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. about them apples. Billy Joel, Maria Shriver, and Samuel L. Jackson, Baby Boomer Czar, will be among those featured in an upcoming PBS documentary about the post-World War II generation. That sounds like it'd be pretty interesting. American Masters, The Boomer List, airing September 23rd.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I thought you might be interested to know where the poll stands. By the way, yesterday's poll about Weird Al playing at the Super Bowl. What do you think of that for an idea? I actually didn't see any results, Kenny. What happened? Which was the one that got the most votes? In terms of people wondering, because of the suggestion had been made by a group of people that are petitioning the NFL to get Weird Al to be the mainstream act at the Super Bowl next
year. I mean, that guy is an icon. You could say he's an icon now.
Yeah, and I
been around since, what, the early 80s?
More, a year earlier than that. I remember playing his stuff when I was on a disc jockey in the 70s. Kenny, what happened with that? Do you have, do you know?
35% said it's funny, but it'll never happen. 30% said it's a dumb idea.
Mm-hmm.
30% said it's a great idea. I hope it happens.
Yeah.
And 5% said, who is Weird Al?
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com and over the weekend is our usual Friday overview of the top 10 talk topics of the week. According to Talkers Magazine, we're asking you to tell us which is the most important. I just voted on the president's approval ratings. But I'm not in the last week it was immigration, and I thought it was, I mean, that would be the second one, but immigration is way ahead, and that's I think that's appropriate and accurate. Speaking of that, in a moment, some appropriate and accurate information as to how supply and demand is affecting what you pay for an airfare. What are you paying now versus what you paid a year ago? You'll be shocked to look at that number or hear that number. That's up next here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager is fantastic.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Squire Telecaster for just $89, a Delta Lab clip-on guitar tuner for only $10, or a Pearl Cajon drum for just $79. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Attention students, this is your principal. I'd like to welcome everyone back to the first day of school. Now for a few announcements. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until August 13th and can be used to purchase new shoes, jeans, hoodies, and backpacks. Also, will the person who put a live goat in my office please remove it? Now I will hand it over to our school librarian, who will read the legal.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
All right, if you're an owner of airline stocks, you understand the situation now. Shares of United Airlines up 20% in the last 5 days with announcements of their quarterly earnings. American Airlines up 25% in terms of the value of the stock, and the same is true across the board. And the reason is because you're getting suckered into paying more. If you want to take a train, if you want to take a plane, you know this summer what it has cost you. The increase in fares, pretty much in line with the stock price going up 20% because the fares in some cases are up. Now, in fairness, some of that is due to the skullduggery of the government and how they're taxing the flights that you're taking. But the other side of it is that the airlines have reduced the number of seats, and that's why the fares are up as high as they are, according to an analysis with actually several different travel companies and agencies that are trying to put a spin on this that's positive or pleasant. People are saying, well, you know, it's going to be better in the long run because when the prices are up, the airlines are making money and they'll continue their service to some of the secondary airports around the country. No, they're not even continuing some of the service to the main airports. I told you the story earlier this week, trying to get to Cleveland from Boston. There used to be 7 direct flights a day when Continental had that route. There's nobody doing it directly now. One flight, United and Continental merged. There's one flight a day between Cleveland and Boston, and the price for one way is $600. So that's indicative of all of the things. So I don't know what you do to combat this, because there are now only 3 major legacy airlines and 3 other competitors. So where we used to have 24, 25 airlines, we now have 6. And that's why you're paying as much as you are for airfares. So you can look back at the government and the Justice Department saying, oh yeah, these are great. It's good for competition to get these airlines together. Hello? I don't think so. 59 after on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.